I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, the UN voted to create a team to collect data on humanitarian crimes in Syria, but will an investigation prompt effective action? Meanwhile, Syrian people keep dying from government airstrikes, rebel fighting, and ISIS. You may have seen social media posts calling for donations for relief and evacuations in Aleppo, Syria. But Steve Van Valkenburg with Christian Aid Mission says not many people know there's a thriving ministry of Syrian Christians in Aleppo who also need support to give out aid and spread hope in their city.
When there is nothing to fill their stomachs, till they can have their hearts filled. And ultimately, that's what people need, is having their hearts filled and having a hope in Jesus Christ.
To give to the Syrian church's humanitarian effort in Aleppo, learn more in the full story at missionnews.org. And today we're finishing Jonathan's story. He recently went through a Set Free Ministries appointment to address his addiction to drugs and is now rededicating his life to Christ. Set Free helped him see how his addiction was founded on a painful past with an inability to forgive those who'd hurt him. So what about you? Have you been searching for something to fill emptiness in your heart? Jonathan has this to say.
If you're trying to fill that void, you have nothing to lose. Give Christ a chance, because he's not going to let you down. Everything else that you could possibly think that you will find that will fill that void, it will fail you every time. But the one thing that won't is the Lord. Jesus Christ will never fail you.
You can get connected to Set Free through missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. How do sewing machines, wells, and ducks stop trafficking and terrorism? Christian Aid Mission is offering those items in a special gift catalog to help national ministries around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. You can look for the catalog at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.